I'm Taylor Gann with Atlanta News. Winter Storm Grayson left its mark in eastern Georgia, dropping up to 3.5 inches of snow and icing major roadways. Governor Deal's state of emergency remains in effect until Friday night. According to Georgia Power, 9,000 customers along the coast are without electricity this morning. The company says restoration efforts were challenging last night due to travel conditions and frigid temperatures. And although the snowfall might be over in coastal Georgia, officials are still urging people to be safe this morning. Chatham Emergency Management Director Dennis Jones says icy roads are very dangerous and can still pose a problem for drivers.
Any snow that melts will eventually turn into black ice during the nighttime hours. So with that, it's going to create some hazardous weather conditions.
Temperatures stayed in the 20s overnight in Savannah. Today's high could reach the lower 40s. Jones also cautions residents to be careful when using space heaters, which can start fires. Just days before the Georgia legislature reconvenes, an Atlanta-area lawmaker is introducing a new bill that would empower law enforcement to identify and prosecute hate crimes. Allison Padilla Goodman is the Southeast Director of the Anti-Defamation League, which supports the measure.
Hate crimes are felt by entire communities, and when they are not adequately addressed, entire communities feel isolated, disenfranchised, unsafe, and threatened.
Georgia is one of 5 states without a hate crime law. Republican Representative Megan Hansen of Brookhaven is sponsoring the new legislation. 2 major corporations are slashing jobs in Atlanta. 400 Comcast employees will be laid off at the end of February. The Atlanta Business Chronicle reports Comcast cites its lease expiring at its Alpharetta office. Meanwhile, Atlanta-based Coca-Cola is slashing 53 jobs at the end of February. Coke's new CEO James Quincy warned of layoffs when he was promoted last year. The forecast calls for clear skies, sun, and more cold weather. Although today's high is 33 degrees, a wind chill advisory is in effect for Metro Atlanta this morning, which could make it feel much colder. Tonight, clear and cold with a low of 16 degrees. For 88.5 GPB Atlanta, I'm Taylor Gant.